Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is always going to be a cause and effect in politics when you have leaders that change course, whether they do something that's a great thing or a terrible thing. There is always a cause and effect worldwide. And what we are witnessing right now is the cause and effect of a weak president. Joe Biden has gotten to the point where it's just so bad that last night he actually forgot who he was talking to. And when he forgot who he was talking to, it happened to be the Australian Prime Minister. He was forced to refer to him as that fella down under. That's right. U.S. President Joe Biden appeared to forget who he was talking to Wednesday night when he looked away from his prepared notes for just a second and addressed the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. He couldn't remember who he was talking to, and so he then had to figure out a way to fix it, and then he referred to him as that fella down under. The verbal fumble came during an exchange between the two leaders and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailing a defense deal struck by the longstanding allies to help Australia acquire nuclear power submarines. Thank you, Boris, referring to Boris Johnson. And I want to thank you, that fella down under, Biden said as he turned to the large screen that Morrison was on. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Prime Minister. The Australian leader simply smiled back politely and gave a thumbs up because it was just, well, so awkward, and clearly the president forgot who he was speaking with.
Thank you, Boris, and I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister. And I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal.
Thank you very much, pal. I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you, Boris, because Boris just stopped talking, so he knew his name. But the other guy hadn't spoken in a few minutes, you know, in Australia, kind of a big deal. We're going to announce this historic announcement of the AUKUS defense pact. We're going to do it, and I want to thank that fella.
Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah, I want to thank that fella from down under. Obviously, social media lit up, especially in Australia, because people thought not only was it just condescending as hell, but also showing just how weak the president actually is. Social media around the world cringed at the exchange before describing Biden as, quote, hopeless, embarrassing, and clearly not up for the demands of the job. The Twitter hashtag then started to trend last night. People were trying to figure out what it even meant. Hashtag that fella down under was following as various news outlets first digested the consequences. Nigel Farage said Joe Biden just an old duffer. He's not up to the job, as he tweeted out the video.
I want to thank that fella down under.
Yeah, that fella down
thank
under.
Thank you very much, pal.
Thanks, pal. Can't remember your name, but thank you, pal. Sky News Australia said U.S. President Joe Biden has addressed Scott Morrison as pal and that fella down under after appearing to forget the name of Australia's national leader in a joint defense address press conference. They're not happy. Others in the U.K. and in Australia furious over the fact the president of the United States of America would address their leader this way. As one put it, it's like an old man patting a dog on the head. Boris, I forgot your name, but, you know, hey, that fella down under, it's all good. We like that. Now let's go back to the consequences, and this is just another example of what's happening because of the president's decision-making. I'm going to read you a couple of different headlines right now, and these are important headlines. Headlines that are showing you exactly what is happening right now because there are people now that see an opportunity. South Korea has launched a rocket. North Korea launches a rocket. Rival Koreas test missiles hours apart, raising tensions to the highest level we've seen in years. This is the crap that didn't happen when Donald Trump was the president of the United States of America. North and South Korea each tested ballistic missiles on Wednesday, just hours apart, in a display that is sure to exacerbate tensions on the peninsula at a time when talks aimed at stripping the North of its nuclear program have stalled out. South Korea's presidential office said the country conducted its first submarine-launched ballistic missile test. It said the domestically built missile flew from a submarine and hit its target, while president of the country and other top officials looked on. Moon said improvements in the country's missile capabilities would serve as a sure deterrent against North Korea provocation. Well, not so much. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea. Those launches came 2 days after the North said it fired a newly developed cruise missile, its first weapons test in 6 months. When did Joe Biden become president? Wasn't that about 7 months ago? Yeah, it's amazing how fast things can fall apart. That's just one headline, by the way. I'll give you another example of what happens when people see an opportunity. When America is weak, others will do things they would never do when we were strong. Chinese state-run newspaper is now claiming warships could soon be very near to Hawaii, testing and seeing what our military will actually do. Chinese warships could soon show up near Hawaii and Guam, according to China's state-run newspaper, Global Times. The newspaper said warships could be on their way following claims that the U.S. Navy challenged international waters near Beijing. The Global Times editor-in-chief tweeted, hopefully when Chinese warships pass through the Caribbean Sea or show up near Hawaii and Guam one day, the U.S. will uphold the same standard of freedom of navigation. That day will come soon. The U.S. Navy has been forced to respond to that tweet, saying they continue to uphold freedom of navigation and pointed out that Chinese spy ships have sailed freely near Hawaii in the past. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard recently released pictures of an operation near Alaska's islands last month in which crews encountered four Chinese warships operating in international waters, roughly just 60 miles off of U.S. soil. Quote, while these ships were within the U.S. exclusive economic zone, they followed international law and norms and at no point entered U.S. territorial waters, the officials said. If you don't think they're testing us right now to see what they can get away with, you're not paying attention. Now, you have this going on. You have the U.S., Australia, and U.K. security partnership as Beijing is expanding their military and their influence. The French are furious over this, saying we stabbed them in the back, and even saying we haven't felt this way since Donald Trump was president, trying to take a dig at Donald Trump, which is hilarious. And Japan's defense minister has now drawn a red line in the island dispute. Yeah, this coming from CNN. Japan's defense minister has now said, we are drawing a red line in the island dispute with China. Japan says they're forced to draw that red line around an island chain along, also claimed by China, pushing back at Beijing's increasingly aggressive military posturing and setting the stage for a potential showdown between the region's two biggest powers. In an exclusive interview with CNN, the Japanese defense minister said that these islands are unquestionably Japanese territory and would be defended as such, with Tokyo matching any Chinese threat to the island's ship or shipments and beyond if necessary. Japan has been expanding its self-defense forces, as they call it, adding state-of-the-art F-35 fighter jets and converting warships to aircraft carriers for them. It is also building new destroyers, submarines, and missiles, all the while noting its military expenditure still pales in comparison with China's increased military spending. Now, why is this happening right now? Because when America doesn't lead, others do what they have to do to act out. And this is what happens when America is weak. And others are seeing an opportunity. They're seeing a president that's incredibly weak. While all of this is happening, Joe Biden is totally distracted. He's distracted by Milley. He's now distracted by reports that have come out that he's being forced to deny. He says, quote, Biden denies advice to keep troops in Afghanistan. We're now being told that there are multiple people around the president that were telling him, whatever you do, don't pull all the troops out of Afghanistan. Remember, the plan from Donald Trump was to keep a small force in Afghanistan so that we could fight terrorists whenever we needed to. And then you've got this other massive problem, which is General Milley, a man that apparently was undermining the president of the United States of America in Donald Trump, not only undermining him, but actively working with our adversaries and saying we would let them know if we were ever going to attack them well in advance. Democrats aren't denying any of this, right? This is now being basically treated as total fact in this reporting from Bob Woodward's book. So now, what is the White House saying about this, right? After these calls with China?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
After him undermining the President of the United States of America, virtually going rogue and taking over our government, here's what the Biden administration has said about General Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
What I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The president believes he's patriotic, that his fidelity to our Constitution is unquestionable, and he has complete confidence in him. The president's experience with him is that he is a man of honor. He is a man who's the president's confident in his leadership, his patriotism, his fidelity to the Constitution. He is a patriot. He is somebody who has fidelity to the Constitution, and he has confidence in his leadership and the role he has played and his experience with him. The president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, any chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has channels to communicate with China and Russia. Those are meant to increase confidence. Those are meant to prevent and deter any action that would be unintended, and that is a good thing.
I mean, you hear this, and it's just insane. Over and over again, they're saying the same things. They're not denying that he did this. They're not saying the reporting is inaccurate. They're not saying undermining Donald Trump. They're not saying he didn't go rogue. This is a man of honor, right? After allegedly calling China and going behind the president's back on China. Now, Christopher Miller, former acting Secretary of Defense, has put out a statement. This is Trump's defense secretary's statement saying, quote unquote, if the reporting in Woodward's book is accurate, it represents a disgraceful and unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. He must resign immediately or be fired by the Secretary of Defense. I couldn't agree more with that statement, by the way. The statement is spot on because it is an unprecedented act of insubordination by the nation's top military officer. Now, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, he went on Hannity last night and had a lot to say, and I'm going to play that for you. But first, I want you to understand something else in the context. Hannity's point that he was making is, you got to know who your enemy is, especially if you are the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, especially if you're the nation's top military officer, right? You've got to know who your enemy is. You have to know who all of them are. And Mike Pompeo's point, which I'm going to let him make, is how on earth can we trust a guy to run our military who not only is doing something that's totally unprecedented, many would refer to it as treasonous, clearly an act of insubordination at the highest level, and not only that, but actually giving information to our adversaries, to our enemies, and thinking that he's doing a good thing for the United States of America. Take a listen.
And on radio, we talk a lot about knowing your enemy. For example, the terrorists, the Taliban, they are terrorists and they are our enemy. Al-Qaeda and ISIS, they're terrorists, they're our enemies. The malignant governments of Iran, North Korea, China, yep, they're our enemies. Russia, same thing. In 2015, though, General Milley didn't seem to realize this. Take a watch.
China's not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. We're seeing a significant increase in Chinese military capabilities over the last 10 to 20 years. They are going to develop themselves and are developing themselves into a great power. That is not to say, however, that they are an enemy.
So what role did that line of thinking play in Milley's phone calls with top Chinese official? Here with reaction, former Secretary of State, Fox News contributor Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, you're actually mentioned in this, and I want to give you an opportunity to respond in this excerpt that was put out by the Washington Post. It says, even some of Trump's most loyal advisors privately expressed concern after the election. Then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Milley that Trump was in a dark place right now. Milley had just one goal, ensuring the peaceful transfer of power January 20th. And he told you, Milley telling Pompeo, we got a plane with four engines and three of them are out. We have got no landing gear, but we're going to land this plane and we're going to land it safely. I've known you a long time, Mr. Secretary. I've known you to be an honest and truthful man. Is that true?
I have no recollection of a conversation like that. Look, we were all pretty down. We were about to hand over the reins of foreign policy to what this administration, we've seen these last 8 months, what that means for the United States of America. So if someone asked, was I excited about January 20th and the fact that we were no longer going to have the capacity to secure American freedom, I count me for being in a pretty dark place too. But what's important to know, Sean, is, you know, all this has as a predicate this idea that somehow there was this fear, there was a cabinet members running around concerned that Donald Trump was going to engage in some kind of rogue activity or some kind of act of war to sort of lash out. This never happened. It's just patently absurd. And so the entire predicate for all of this assessment that Woodward has now laid out in his book, we'll see what turns out. But make no mistake about it, during that entire time, the entire time I served, all 4 years, we conducted orderly foreign policy. We had a national security team that was working hard to make sure that we made the best decisions we possibly could. And I think the data set would show that we did a pretty damn effective job in doing that.
You know what? We can see the difference in Afghanistan today, sir. And just the threat of obliteration kept the Taliban in line, and not a single American died in 18 months, the last year of the Trump presidency. Not one American citizen died, and no American would have been left behind on your watch and Donald Trump's watch. I can say that also. Let's talk about the hypotheticals here, the allegations that are being made. They're serious. Number one, the role that Milley might have had with other high-ranking military officials to gain their loyalty, that any decision must go through me. I don't see constitutionally he's in that chain of command. It would go from the president to the Secretary of Defense, and then it would make its way down. But the call would be the president's, not General Milley's. Number two, what is Nancy Pelosi's role in all of this? And number three, we both know Russia, China, Iran, North Korea are hostile regimes. Nobody doubts that. My question is wouldn't that transcript exist if he, in fact, called China without permission of his own defense secretary and made a deal that he would tip off China if, in fact, America felt the need to defend itself in some way militarily? And what is the word you would use to describe that?
Unconstitutional, incomprehensible, and completely out of line.
You listen to what Pompeo said there. Unconstitutional, incompetent, completely out of line. He's absolutely right.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Pompeo is a guy that for 4 years dealt with our adversaries. He dealt with the whole plan to get out of Afghanistan. He dealt with the Taliban and sat down with the Taliban directly, negotiating with people that Joe Biden and Barack Obama let out of Gitmo. Right? This guy had a tough job. But in the last year of the presidency of Donald Trump, not a single American was killed in Afghanistan. Why? Because they knew that, and it was very clear, we had a policy, a conditions policy with Afghanistan and pulling out. It was conditions based. You screw with us, we'll blow the hell out of you. You mess with any of our assets, we'll blow the hell out of you. You allow Al-Qaeda to get back in charge, we'll blow the hell out of you. That was to the Afghan government and the Taliban. All that was abandoned, every bit of it. And this idea that, you know, General Milley went rogue against our Constitution, elected by no one, and was telling his chain of command, you basically have to pledge allegiance to me. It is funny that the things that the media said Trump did, right? Like you got to pledge allegiance to him, that he was psycho, that he was paranoid in the White House, that, you know, you had to pledge allegiance to him at all costs and all this other, you know, crap that we dealt with in the media for 4 years, which wasn't true, is literally exactly what guys like Milley actually are doing under the Biden administration. You know, the things that were said about Donald Trump, he's going to get us to World War III. I gave you all the headlines about Japan, North Korea, South Korea. I've given you all these headlines about Australia, all this stuff happening in the world, Russia. Which one do you think is going to get us into World War III? Joe Biden in 7 months, look at where we are. Look at what's happening in the world in 7 months. You have a terrorist organization literally running an entire country in the Middle East right now. And you wanted me to be afraid of Donald Trump because Donald Trump was a law and order guy that didn't screw around with terrorists, that killed them wherever they popped up and held them accountable and went after and decimated ISIS. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to get some World War III. If anybody's going to get some World War III, it's Joe Biden. Could be in two ways. One, because he does something stupid that caused it. Or two, from walking away from our standing in the world, you allow by default a World War III to break out between other countries. North South Korea shooting ballistic missiles off it yesterday. Great example of this. What happens if they invade Taiwan? Great example of this. What about Japan and China? You know, they're threatening basically war with one another. What about the warships coming right close to Hawaii and Guam on purpose because we're weak? You go back to the former Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and his point is you cannot allow a chairman of the Joint Chiefs Staff to basically go rogue, to almost do a a quiet coup against any president. And that's what he pretty much did. This is a guy that corroborated with China undermining Donald Trump, the president, and did it behind his back without telling him about it. Listen to the last part of what Mike Pompeo had to say.
For any military leader, certainly someone who's in the role that the chief of staff is in, you've described it, Greg Jarrett described it too, he's just simply an advisor. He's not in the chain of command for operational activity. So this would be dangerous and an usurpation of authority that is historically anomalous. And we should make sure that we, as quickly as we can, figure out if General Milley spoke to Woodward himself. We should find out if General Milley is prepared to testify. We can do it tomorrow or the next day to get clarity about what General Milley said. I don't know the DOD's policy, Sean, exactly on whether there would be a transcript of this phone call, but I promise you there were note takers in the room. I am very confident that that conversation can be reconstructed. If you had a senior military leader who was simply an advisor tell the Chinese Communist Party that they would get notice of an attack, that this rivals anything we've seen in our nation's history. Only the President of the United States has the capacity to make those decisions, and I'd be shocked if the then acting Secretary of Defense gave him any authority to even contemplate that very conversation. It would only be those two people that could have told General Milley to have that conversation if, in fact, it took place.
Let's go back, by the way, to the White House. They're not denying General Milley did any of this. They're not saying the reporting is wrong, right? They're not saying that any of this is wrong. You go back to the White House now, and you look at what the White House is saying, and they're saying this guy's amazing. This guy's incredible. We love Milley, and I'm sure they do because Milley's their guy, right? Milley's woke. Milley's a guy that they absolutely love. But over and over and over again, the White House tells you, we love this man. He's a man of honor. I mean, we've got the talking points, right? The media is going nuts. The White House press secretary asked him questions about General Milley and a silent coup that he was a part of when Donald Trump was the president. And this is a guy that's helping our enemies out. And what is every single time she's asked a question about Milley? Legitimate question after legitimate question after legitimate question from the media. They just read you the same damn talking points. They love Milley because Milley's their guy. Milley's the guy that is helping make America weak. Milley's the guy that was willing to undermine Donald Trump. That's all they need to know to give him the best job he's ever had in his life. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Doesn't get any better than that. You undermined Trump. You went behind Trump's back. Great. We'll hire you. We'd love to have you. You went outside the chain of command. You basically took over the government in a de facto way and worked with our adversary in back channel talks, giving them secret information, telling them that we would warn, that you would warn them if there was an attack. Yes, we'd love for you to be the Joint Chief Chairman. In fact, we'll go out on TV and we'll defend you at all costs because you hated Trump. You hated Trump. All you got to do is just keep doing your job. Keep doing it. We got you. Don't worry, Milley. We'll tell everybody how great you are.
What I can assure you all of is that the president knows General Milley. He has been chairman of the Joint Chiefs for almost 8 months of his presidency. They've worked side by side through a range of international events. And the president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The president believes he's patriotic, that he is, his fidelity to our Constitution is unquestionable, and he has complete confidence in him. The president's experience with him is that he is a man of honor. He is a man who's, the president's confident in his leadership, his patriotism, his fidelity to the Constitution. He is a patriot. He is somebody who has fidelity to the Constitution, and he has confidence in his leadership and the role he has played and his experience with him. The president has complete confidence in his leadership, his patriotism, and his fidelity to our Constitution. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs, any chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has channels to communicate with China and Russia. Those are meant to increase confidence. Those are meant to prevent and deter any action that would be unintended, and that is a good thing.
Again, one of the points I have to bring up again is the White House is not denying any of this; they're basically admitting to it. They're saying, well, it's normal for Milley to do this, to talk to his counterparts. They're not saying they didn't talk. They're not saying they didn't have this conversation. They're trying to normalize what is referred to as a treasonous act, apparently on multiple occasions. This is how you get a job with this in this White House, apparently, right? This is how you get that job. You hate Donald Trump? Yes. Okay, you undermine Donald Trump? Yes. You're running a shadow government in the last days of Trump's presidency for the last 3 weeks? Yes, great. We would love to hire you. Come on down. You're our Joint Chiefs of Staff. You're the guy. What happens if some of this comes out? Don't worry about it. We'll go on TV and say over and over again, you're an honorable man. You're an honorable man that we love that's doing a great job for America. Whatever's happening in the rest of the world, we don't care. Japan's defense minister draws red line on the island dispute with China on the brink of a possible war. Don't worry about it. China's sending their nuclear warboats, whatever you want to call them, their warships, right by America just to screw with us, see what we'll do. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. You got rockets being shot off by North Korea and South Korea. It's all good, right? All good. And stocks, by the way, if you want to know what the world thinks, what America thinks, yeah, stock market doing exactly what you would expect in uncertain times. Dropping now, if you notice, day after day after day. Dow shedding points despite strong retail sales because September had sluggish employment numbers because the private sector is having to compete with the United States government. And while all this is happening, the worst headline of all, we now know just how bad it is for the people we left behind in Afghanistan. U.S. volunteers are now claiming the Taliban is beheading boys between the ages of 9 and 10 in Afghanistan. Former U.S. Army officer is part of a volunteer rescue team seeking to save at-risk Americans and Afghan allies still stuck in the Taliban-conquered country claim that the extremists have now beheaded two boys ages 9 and 10 in their reign of terror. An Alabama resident, this man, who served in the 82nd Airborne Division, joined a group of U.S. veterans and other civilians who worked for the Afghan rescue crew, which is trying to get Americans, green card holders, and U.S. allies out of Afghanistan. According to this new report, he also says he's disputing the State Department's characterization that there's only 100 Americans left behind. Many have tried to get the Pentagon, the State Department, the White House on the record saying there's only 100. They say we don't know exact numbers. You want to know why they keep saying that over and over again? Because they know it's a lie. They're trying to act like we got almost everybody out when in fact we didn't. He says 100? No. No. Their group now figures it's closer to 1,000. The number, by the way, might include green card holders whom the State Department is listing in a separate category because their lives apparently don't matter. The former officer, whose duties include support work in Haiti and Bosnia, expressed her frustration with the Biden administration's efforts in Afghanistan to get American and U.S. allies out. In many cases, quote, they've been called or texted by the Taliban with threats. They're moving from place to place. Many of them are members of the Afghan government. She described the case of an American child whose Afghan uncle had been killed by the Taliban. We've had people shot, beheaded. They're talking and they're taking the kids. If you're on the run and they find out where your family is, they'll kill your family. They'll cut their heads off. They'll put word out in the neighborhood. We've got your brother, your son, your daughter. You don't come back, they're beheaded. They cut off the heads of two boys that were 9 and 10, she told the magazine, which said the description of the beheading children could not be independently verified, right? Because let's not believe people on the ground there. No, let's not do that. Other outlets are reporting now that Christians are being targeted in Afghanistan, and said they have received phone calls from the Taliban promising to behead them, and that a British politician said refugees had told him the extremists forced people to watch their relatives being beheaded just for being a Christian. They said the Taliban has been killing off Christians with alarming speed in the country. We started out with 300 3 weeks ago. We're down to 55. They've been killed. We had two young girls that were with Christian families. The Christians had found them after their parents had been killed. They were hiding together and then went to the market to try to get some food. The Taliban found them, raped them, beat them. We did manage to get them to a hospital. This is what we left behind in Afghanistan. This is what the Americans are dealing with now because we have a president and General Milley who said, we don't care about you. I hope every one of you will share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you subscribe to our podcast. It's free. Hit that little subscribe button so it will download every day automatically. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.